Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hey, this is Chris Angel, and you're listening to a man who knows more about me than I do, the ultimate mind freak, Justin Robert Young.
This is the iTricks.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast for the week ending February 24th, 2008. I'm Justin Robert Young. Robin Leach had a Q&A with Chris Angel this week about his new Cirque show, the new seasons of Mind Freak, and yes, even the beard. Any loyal will want to read the whole thing, but here's one new tidbit about something you can expect when the Cirque du Soleil show tentatively opens on September 24th. Chris said, "Consider a tornado that will come out of my mouth and wrap around the theater. You'll see the things that you see me do on Mind Freak. So to all those skeptics and naysayers that say that things can't be done live, I challenge them to come and see my live show, and you will see the most insane demonstration of illusions and connect on an emotional journey with me within the show." Also, as far as the beard goes, Chris says it will make a lot more sense when you see some of the characters he's playing in season 4. But what kind of characters needs Chris's brand of bushy beard? Email us your suggestions. If you are looking to kill a little time, flash game style, head over to AETV.com for the new Chris Angel card toss game. It's pretty similar to some of the other card toss games kicking around the internet, but with cool new rings of fire, spooky music, and angel-branded cards. We dare you to give it a spin and let us know what your high score is. And now, some feedback from our listeners. Loyal Jackie gets us started. "Hey, Justin, hope all is well with you, Chris, and the Mind Freak family and crew. I went ice skating a few weeks ago, and my friend, who's a Chris Angel fan, she wore an MF hoodie, and a little girl, no older than 10 years old, said, 'Hey, I love your sweater. I have the same one.' It wasn't until after she left that we noticed she was wearing a CA logo hat. It was the cutest thing. Love, Loyal Jackie." Loyal Megan is a newbie to the podcast. "Hey, Justin, I'm a longtime fan of Chris and a first-time writer. I've listened to your last 3 podcasts. You're awesome. I really hope that you read mine on the next one. That would be incredible. To the point, I think Chris should shave, but I won't beg him to do it because it's his face not to shave. LOL. Sincerely, Megan, Meg for short." Thanks for writing in, Meg for short. We hope you keep listening. A very excited Haley typed, "Yo, Justin Robert Young, you're so cool with the podcast thing. I listen all the time. Why do you only have it once a week?" Well, I guess you have to give Chris Angel actually some time to do something exciting to talk about. Even though he's just one exciting, cool person, and you could talk about his hair and I'd be entertained. Anyway, much love to Chris Angel and you, your well-known listener, Haley. "Your suspicions are correct, well-known listener Haley. Even a man as busy as Chris needs some time to create news for me to report." Erin has some good news. "Yay! I finally had my Mind Freak fix, well, fixed. After listening to the last podcast, I wanted to check to see if I had A&E on demand, and guess what? I do! I immediately started watching Chris Angel Mind Freak, and now I feel so much better. I've gone through about 3 months with no Mind Freak, and now I feel much better. Love eternally, Erin." Gabby has some important questions. "Hey, Justin, is it true that some guy beat Chris's record of being suspended for 6 hours with 4 hooks instead of 8? And the other question is it true that a boy in high school also beat Chris's record for hanging upside down and trying to take off a straitjacket? Because this boy did it in less than 2 minutes. I hope you have the answer to these questions. Ultimate loyal fan forever, Gabby." You heard right, Gabby. Both of Chris's records were recently broken, but with a whole ton of Mind Freak eps on the horizon, I wouldn't put my money on the new record staying intact for long. To wrap up this week, we have a rather sad announcement from our old friend, Katie Exclamation Point. "Dear Justin and listeners, it breaks my heart saying this, but I need to take a break from the podcast. I've been under a lot of stress, and I've been going in and out of the ER. I'm sorry, I will miss everybody. I think I'll miss you the most, Justin. Chris, don't be disappointed in me, and I'm very sorry, but I need medical help for a while. I promise one day I will be back. I love you guys. My solo is done, and my first meet is on St. Patrick's Day. Gonna miss you guys. Love you, Chris. I'm sorry. With love always, Katie exclamation point. Never forget the exclamation point, Justin. Well, we won't, Katie, and we hope you get well very soon and can return to your regular role as podcast emailer extraordinaire. If you'd like to hear your questions or comments on this podcast, email show at itricks.com. Yep, they went and done it again. A&E forgot to schedule a single Mind Freak episode this week. They should really, like, tie a red ribbon around their finger or something. So, if you are in need of a Mind Freak fix this week, episodes are always available for download on the iTunes Store, as well as the Xbox Live Marketplace. You can also see select episodes on some cable systems' on-demand feature. For up-to-the-minute Criss Angel news, subscribe to our dedicated RSS feed. And if you have any questions or comments, email show at itricks.com. You can also leave us a voice message by clicking on the Talk to Us icon on the right sidebar of the main iTricks page. Also, for discussion of all the week's magic news, including Criss Angel, make sure you add the iTricks Magic Week in Review to your iTunes subscriptions. For the iTricks.com Criss Angel Watch Podcast, I'm Justin Robert Young.
Thanks to all you, the loyal, for listening to Justin Robert Young, the ultimate mind freak. If you want more info on me, you know where to go, chrisangel.com. Thanks. Ciao.